Dear Black Sun, there's people you've never met who fear and hate you for something that you never did. And these people are so self-convinced, sometimes they pull a trigger, call that self-defense. And in that sad insanity, their fear is realer to them than your humanity. But that's their problem, it's not yours. Listen to your pop for a second. These are the confessions of a father brokenhearted who don't know how to pull his only son out of a target. They lied when they said it was the bottom where you started. You were a king long before them ships departed. You are not defined by anybody else's crimes. You don't need to answer for what happens in their minds. You are not confined by their imaginary lines. You don't need permission to exist with the divine. In fact, you don't need permission from no one, including me. You need not do anything but be. Just breathe, whatever you dream, let it mean you're free. Tears on your cheek never made nobody weak. Sometimes you gotta grieve, let it burn, let it bleed, then let yourself heal. Pray to God that it will. You got a spirit that a bullet can't kill. That doesn't make it any less real. They say it takes a man to raise a man. You're slipping through my hands like grains of sand. And here I stand, trying to wrestle with the hourglass. Maybe see how long I can make an hour last. Raising a man, you're slipping through my hands like grains of sand. And here I stand, trying to wrestle with the hourglass. Maybe see how long I can make an hour last. Dear Black Sun. Dear Black Sun, I can't protect you like I want to. I never judge you, all that I can do is love you. And that's all anyone can ever do is love you. All I can do is wonder how could anyone not love you. They recognize divine in you, so they try to find themselves by defining you. They're living in a myth that they don't want to lose, and now they're too terrified to face your kind of truth. But every single time you shine is proof that they might have threw a chain around your body, never conquered you. They don't always honor you, but they love your culture. Let me show you how to move when the laws approach you. It's best to keep your hands where they can see them, and try to understand that you're not even what they're peeping. They don't see a sweet kid that loves his little sister. Their mind is seeing 500 years of pictures. In fact, they don't visualize a kid. They see grown man imagery, mythic masculinity. You are not their fetishes or fears, nor my ambitions and tears. Nothing can interfere. We gotta trust our seeds once we sow them. We hold them when they're growing, but we never really own them. We love up, own them, and play with them, pray for them. And cling very closely to the moments. They say it takes a man to raise a man. You're slipping through my hands like grains of sand. And here I stand, trying to wrestle with the hourglass. Maybe see how long I could make an hour last. Raising a man, you're slipping through my hands like grains of sand. And here I stand, trying to wrestle with the hourglass. Maybe see how long I can make an hour last. Dear Black Sun.
I'm not here for exposure. I came to have a good time, so let me shine. It ain't gotta be a weekend to find that joy that you're seeking. So treat yourself to something more and you'll be fine. Do whatever feels right, oh man, alright. Do whatever feels right, oh man, alright, alright. Do whatever. Taking time to yourself is like a chore. But I'm running out of change. I'm running pieces, my pain. I got a feeling that I will be fine.
Do whatever feels right, oh yeah, alright.
Do whatever feels right, oh yeah, alright, alright. Do whatever.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford. I am the mad scientist himself, and we are cooking up for you some groovy tunes today. You just heard London by Matt Noyes. No, actually, that's what you're about to hear. Sorry about that. You just heard Do Whatever, The Suffers, and before that was Dear Black Sun by Brother Ollie. Well, I hope you guys are all settled in and ready for a good hour of nice and rhythmic tunes, because I certainly am. And let's get back to the music.
To Hollywood, living in hell. We were in heaven. Love the platonic kind. You are my ride or die. But I moved out 4 years ago. Found someone and lost your soul. To the bottle, in the bottled up emotion. Liquid courage spilled the truth. Yeah, it got the best of you. I remember that night when you took my hand.
You said it was all high, still I'll never forget. You said
used to laugh the same from ear to ear until we were crying. High rollers with no money, everything was so funny. But I moved out 4 years ago, found someone and lost your soul to the bottle and the bottled up emotion. Liquid courage spilled the truth, yeah, it got the best of you. I remember that night when you took my hand. To expose your sweet innocent soul too soon, like the shadow of a thief breaking in every night, the scene of sharp relief. Every time you close your eyes, you still see it, it follows you. So you don't have to be quiet, and you don't have to feel ashamed. This is not your war to fight, and you're not to blame. 'Cause I know you've been stumbling, searching for a place to hide and heal. Somewhere you can rest, forgive yourself and feel. You're safe here, you're safe here. Someone took my rights and treated me wrong. Someone stole my light, but I am still strong in silent ways they don't see. So we don't have to be quiet, and we don't have to feel ashamed. This is not a war to fight, and we're not to blame. 'Cause I know you've been stumbling, searching for a place to hide and heal. Somewhere you can rest, forgive yourself and feel. You're safe here, you're safe here, you're safe here, you're safe here. You are not.
You are not what happened to you. 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 You are not what happened to you.
Thank you. back in school when I wasn't cool. Shit, I still ain't cool, but you better make some room for me. I'm coming through with my crew at the rendezvous. Yeah, it's a party over here now. Yeah, it's a party over here now. If I knew then what I know now, I give myself a souvenir for old time's sake, cause I got all that I need here and I'm good. Yeah, yeah, I thought I needed to run and find somebody to love, but all I needed was some coconut oil. Don't worry about the small things, I know I can do all things. Mama always told me it would be alright. I thought I needed the rush, but it was never enough, cause all I needed was some coconut oil. Don't worry about the small things, I know I can do all things. Mama always told me that and she was right. It's a party over here now. Yeah. It's a party over here now. 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 Yeah. It's a party over here now. It's a party over here now. When I look at you, I see me. So I do unto you as I would do someone living in my true story. We got different stories. We under one roof. So when it spring a leak, we both got work to do. If I knew then what I know now, I give myself a souvenir for old time's sake, cause I got all that I need here and I'm good. Yeah, yeah, I thought I needed to run and find somebody to love, but all I needed was some coconut oil. Don't worry about the small things, I know I can do all things. Mama always told me it would be alright. Thought I needed the rush, but it was never enough, cause all I needed was some coconut oil. Don't worry about the small things, I know I can do all things. Mama always told me that and she was right. It's a party over here now. It's a party over here now. Yeah. It's a party over here now. 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 Yeah. It's a party over here now. It's a party over here now.
Keep lipstick with the teeth and wear heels at least for the night be. Had a waist trainer, but a bitch like to breathe. Lay the paper bundles right now, just throw a weed. Or natural, or wig, nigga. And sometimes I let it blow with the wind, mister. I mean, I just figured I'm a bad bitch. I let the switch talk social economics. Freeze frame with the replay with the. Take you back to my empire days with the. On Jackie with it, life be with it. Boy came to talk, no speech with it. Still don't know how to feel. To this day, I be weird on the real. He was trying to beg, I ain't even know the deal. I'ma keep it trill, I'ma keep it trill on the blow up. Blow, blow up. Greatness, an ocean of haters. But I'ma do me.
I'ma do me.
But I'ma be me, mister. Yeah. They wonder how I get this famous. They wonder how I get that famous. It's the honesty. It's the honesty, mister.
And you know, he still got an empire. And, you know, I was I'm from the hood, but like, I was in a hood ass chick. But Sharika.
Hello, 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 Medford. We're here to deliver you a PSA. We have Jim Jam 98 and his faithful companion now, a dynamic duo on the show. Who are you? Where are you from? Why are you here?
Moo Moo.
Amazing.
Nowhere.
Why are you here?
No reason.
Okay, but what's in front of you?
Nothing.
A PSA.
That is true.
Are you going to read it?
Okay, yeah. Should I go?
Gonna read it together.
Give it to the people.
We can read it together.
We can read it together.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
one, two, three.
Tired of airplane noise?
Wow! That's what an airplane sounds like.
I used to live by an airport.
I didn't finish the PSA. Please help stop this abuse. At times, hundreds of planes a day fly over the same neighborhoods, schools, playgrounds, and homes, as many as one every minute. Isn't that right?
Oh my god, it's so bad.
But if you do the multiplication, 24 times 60, that's a lot of airplanes flying over your school.
Wait, there are negative consequences included.
Like,
one.
Air pollution.
Bow. Two,
noise pollution.
Yeah.
Three, sleep deprivation. Four, high blood pressure.
And worst of all.
High blood pressure?
High blood pressure.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I don't trust this.
Wait, no, I trust it. Because it's a PSA from the most trustworthy people I know.
WMFO.
Boston West
Shout
Fair
out, Medford,
Skies.
1032 WMFO.
Mm-hmm.
Another issue is delayed patient recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important of all is animal distress.
Yeah.
Make our skies fair for all. Join Boston West Fair Skies today.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear myself. Oh my god, I wasn't on this entire
No, time. You were on. You've always been on. I can see the sound levels here. Yeah. Today's topic is sea monkeys.
Are they real? Are they not?
They're real. I went through 10 minutes of emotional distress.
Would you like to explain it to the people?
So,
give the people what they want.
I think when I was approximately like 10 to 11 years old, went to CVS. Approximately, unsure. I got my first pet, and it was a sea monkey. And 2 days later, my mom killed them, and I cried for 2 days.
Why did she kill them?
She knocked them over while she was vacuuming. It was like...
But they can go into cryostasis.
I'm putting quotation.
Well, yes, I guess it was an accident. It was like second-degree murder, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever report your mom to the police?
Well, I've already reported your mom to the police.
Well, that's not great.
Yeah.
She doesn't deserve that, I feel like.
I feel like she deserves it.
I don't think so either.
Are they alive or not?
They have feelings. Okay, yep.
So, we did some...
research.
Some research.
So, mm-hmm. Me and Robert, I mean...
the mad scientist.
The mad scientist, but yeah. Thought they weren't real. They weren't alive. But...
and convinced me of it for 5 minutes.
Ten.
It was a really long time. I kind of cried a little bit.
Yeah, but she cries all the time. It's not a big deal.
I don't cry that much.
When was the last time you cried?
Last week.
That's quite... okay, and before that? You cried at Lord, didn't you?
I did not cry at Lord.
Lord concert was great. Shout out Lord.
She was
and
amazing.
And Boston...
Boston.
I love you, Boston.
So
I know.
She's on the jewels.
So cute.
Okay, so not to promote disliking certain genres of music and the performers emulating that music, but I would not pay money to see that.
Yeah.
But you did, and that's the issue.
No, I paid money to see Lord, and I would have paid more. That was amazing.
She was so good.
And you saw Run Their Jewels.
Great performer. She was like,
and Mitski?
Mitsuki? Yeah, I like Mitski.
Mitski was solid.
Or no, it was like Misaki or...
no, it was Mitsuki?
Mitsaki.
No, it was Mitsiki.
Mitsiki.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're great, right? There out of SUNY Purchase. Shout out.
There was this like high school romance manga that I read.
Anime.
And her name was Misaki, so I thought that's
what... oh, just like Hideo Miyazaki. Okay, so that's all. Oh, you got one more?
What's up? Sea monkeys are real.
Yeah, sea monkeys are real. Yeah, we love Lord. noise pollution is bad.
Stop airplane noises.
Airplane noises.
They wake me up all the time over the summer.
Do they wake you up inside?
It gives you high blood pressure, so go get...
I can't wake up.
I live right by LaGuardia Airport.
Go get checked if you live near an airport because you might have high blood pressure.
What if I have high blood
pressure? What if you wreck yourself before you check yourself?
Wait, I live 10 minutes away from an airport.
That's why you're stressed all the time.
Also, our faithful listeners, if you have any opinions on sea monkeys, feel free to contact me.
I would also like to know. Feel free to...
yeah,
contact
we're really
Robert.
All here for you.
we can... yeah, go.
Oh, you want more music?
We can tell them all about sea monkeys right now.
We could.
I'll go on the Wikipedia page.
I'll let you get that up. Before that, I'm going to play a song.
Okay. This is...
Take me, basking naked where the
Shout out Richard.
I'm skinning on my readers. Well, she said she's from a quasar. 40,000 million light years away. It's a distant solar system.
Richard, I love you.
Can't you see?
Thank you.
And we're back, and we're back, and we're back. We're going to ride out the last about 8.5 minutes, and we're just going to talk. So take it away, Moo Moo. Mushy.
Am I supposed to pick a topic?
Yeah, any topic.
All right, tell her why.
Yeah, don't call me mushy.
Okay. Why call me mushy?
Okay. It's really fucking sad. Oh, I'm so sorry.
You have to say it backwards now to get it off the air.
Ninkov.
Whoa, that's even worse.
I'm so sorry. It's rough
as
out
you
here.
Were.
But let me tell you this story.
Oh my goodness, my God.
So, I was 11 years old in the sixth grade. I wasn't quite attractive.
You're a traumatic 11-year-old experience. You lost your sea monkey.
My entire life.
This happened.
My entire life is traumatic, okay? Anyway, so before I was Moo Moo, I was Mushy, okay? It was to this boy I had a very big crush on.
And it wasn't Richard.
Sorry, it wasn't Richard. Sorry, Richard. But I love you now. Oh, he told me to stop being sorry. I can't stop that. Anyway, so I told this kid I liked him, and then he said ew immediately after I told him I liked him, and he started like the nickname of Mushy, and now it's just like all it brings is like self-esteem issues.
And then where did he move? Because he was so disgusted by you.
He moved to Puerto Rico.
Straight after she said that she liked him.
He really did. He moved a month later.
Yeah.
It's
Richard,
scary.
You got a good one.
Is that sarcasm?
Yes. Why can't you tell?
Like, I'm the
you're American. Americans can't.
I'm literally the greatest. He you got a go. Catch. I'm a catch. Like, think about it. I have clear skin.
Mm-hmm.
I have nice eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like funny and cute.
Mm-hmm.
I am funny.
Mm-hmm.
People laugh at my jokes. I'm a tour guide. I'm a tour guide, and they all laugh.
That was you saying you're funny is funny. I'll admit
that's Jamie says hi, Jamie. I mean,
Richard says hi, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Jamie.
Hi, Richard.
Richard says hi, Jamie. I don't know what he said thank you for.
You're welcome for whatever you said thank you for.
I don't really know what's going on. Anyway.
You spelled Moo Moo wrong, too. It's M-U-M-U.
Moo Moo.
Dummy. Continue.
Hey, that's kind of mean.
Why
no, I'm dumb, so it's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
I got 100 on my bio test, so obviously I'm a biologist now.
It's not about grades. I'm an idiot and people still talk to me. There you go. I'm counterproof.
You can't be an idiot if you're a mad scientist.
That's the reason I'm mad.
Who's Richard?
What do you mean, who's Richard?
Richard is my lover.
Who asked you who's
Richard?
Richard asked me who Richard is. Robert, you are not my lover.
That's 100% true. I'm also not Richard.
You're not Richard.
Yeah. So therefore,
you are not
my lover. But some say if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
Wait, is that the lyric?
Yeah, have you never heard the song? That's on Just Dance 2 for Wii, by the way, and I'll kick anyone's butt out there.
I want to play Just Dance 2.
It doesn't sound like cow. Moo Moo is the sound that cows make. There's a huge difference.
No, they
it's
do.
Like saying,
did you know?
Like
hold on. Did you know?
It doesn't
that
sound like
cow-
pig, Richard.
Listen.
Whoa.
If say it
stop.
Backwards.
I'm cutting you off. No, I accidentally cut Moo Moo off. You're done.
No.
Jamie,
am I back?
You're done. Yeah, you're back.
Okay, so did you know cows have ruminant stomachs?
Luminant?
Ruminant.
Yeah, they have four.
Yeah, they have four stomachs.
Yeah, that's almost as many as I have.
That's some biology
that's a
for tonight.
Well,
I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, you put 100 in the world.
Well, I also didn't know sea monkeys. I also didn't know.
Okay. Hey, Moo Moo.
Yeah.
Jim Jam, you're back. If you say anything out of line, I'm turning you off again.
That's fair. I apologize on behalf. Of
anyway.
Say sorry to all of our listeners. I'm sorry,
it's
Heath.
It's an addiction. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You're so British.
Bustin.
Bustin.
Shut up, Medford.
Medford. She didn't say Medford.
Everybody says Bustin.
Nope. Bustin.
Run the Jewel shouted out Harvard, but no one shouted out Tufts.
Yo, shout out my Jumbos.
Nobody knows about
Jumbos.
Jumbos. I'm shouting out Jumbos right now. And I'm also shouting out WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
But we're also in Medford, Somerville, so...
Shout out Somerville.
We're in Medford right now.
But, like, we're so close to Somerville.
But
if you use sig figs...
That's like saying. That's exactly like saying. If you're in...
Also, someone has already challenged me to Just Dance 2, and I'm making this statement to the world and to internet archives. Yeah. I'm going to beat you,
you
at Just Dance.
Let me tell you. Let me
either G-Lo Baba or Spice Girls. I will destroy in those two songs. Those are mine. What are you furiously typing?
Ahmed, I would acknowledge what you just said, but you said a bad word, so that's incredibly inappropriate.
Ahmed, that's a big no-no. No.
No, don't say
that. I will actually say it. Oh my God, I'm trying to...
I've been taking hostage.
Wait, can I go? I had a story.
No.
And oh, let me tell... Can I tell you my sack of rice story?
Okay, Ahmed, just get out of here.
It's about borders.
What is it?
One time, I went to Bangladesh, and then I went to a beach.
I went to a beach once.
There was a sack of rice in the middle of this beach, right?
Shout out beaches.
I don't like beaches, though.
What?
Let's go to the beach. Let's go get away.
Nicki Minaj.
Anyway, so there's a sack of rice in the middle of the beach.
That's
and I'm like,
vine.
What's this? So I start stepping on it. I'm like fooling around, taking pictures on it. I'm like, haha, this is so weird. Why is there a sack of rice? And then a police officer comes. He's like, the Indian police officers are going to shoot you down if you do not get off the sack of rice, because they were using the sack of rice as the border. It was the border of India and Bangladesh. And it was like the wackest. It was the wackest thing in the entire world. And like, it was very sad. It was weird.
How are people supposed to know that that was the border?
Oh, because the rice was actually.
Why would it be on a beach?
Beach.
Oh, it was like a horizontal.